Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this episode of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk to one of our patients here. Not so much patients, I'll call them more clients here, because she's done a great job with one of our weight loss programs that doesn't actually have to see me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, and on this episode of Doc Weight Loss, we've got a special guest, Marissa, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the Jumpstart Diet. Actually, she did what's referred to as the mini Jumpstart Diet, has had fantastic success. Marissa, go ahead and say hello.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so Marissa, you had a very recent, important, life-changing event coming up. And you wanted to do something about it, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I recently got married in June, and so all of my weight loss, I wanted to be for my wedding, so I decided to come here and try out the protein shake.
All right, now you've been not just, you know, decided this on a whim, you've been trying to work at weight loss for a little while, right? And you obviously knew the wedding was coming up. And so tell us kind of some other things you were doing.
Okay. Well, I've always struggled with my weight since I was a teenager. And being a teenager and young adult, there's a certain image that the media wants everyone to look like. You have to be skinny and you have to be tall. And that sort of kills a girl's self-esteem when you don't look like that. So I always felt insecure with my body. I never felt good in any of the clothes I wore. I hated looking at myself in the mirror. And so I decided when I got married that I didn't want to feel like that anymore. I wanted to feel beautiful. I wanted to feel sexy. And so that's what led me here to start my weight loss goal. It's something that determined me and pushed me to actually do it and not to give up this time.
All right. Now, what actually brought you here? How did you find us, so to speak?
I was just driving and I saw the place and I saw that it said Center for Weight Loss, and so I decided to come here. I've tried everything. I've tried working out, I've tried eating, I've tried starving myself, but nothing seemed to work. I always fell back to gaining weight. So I saw the pictures on the sign of how people had lost all this weight, and I said maybe one day I could be like them.
All right, and obviously you've done wonderfully with that. Starving yourself never works very well. I kind of harp on that all the time. Now, we've got a number of different plans that people can literally just walk in off the street and do without necessarily needing to see me. Sometimes people think that, gee, I go to the Center for Weight Loss Success, I have to sit down with Dr. Clark, I have to be seeing him on a routine basis. And the answer to that is it doesn't really have to work like that, because we've got some plans that actually can work well with you, what you do all on your own.
Yeah.
And that's what you did, right? You came into the store and had a little discussion with kind of the girls in the store there.
Yes, I had a talk with the girls, and she said something to me that really opened my eyes, that weight loss is 80% of what you eat and 20% of what you do. Because before I came here, I was working out, but I wasn't eating right, and that's why I had only lost 3 pounds in 6 months. And so I decided to do the protein shakes as the meal replacements. I would do a shake for breakfast, for lunch, and then for snack. And then for dinner, I'd have a low-carb, high-protein dinner. And within 6 months of changing my diet and working out, I was able to lose 25 pounds.
Right. I mean, that's pretty amazing just in itself. But what you just discussed is something we hear all the time. And sometimes people think that exercise is the key to losing weight. And it is extremely important, but it's actually a very rare person that can exercise themselves to weight loss. They typically get a little bit of success, but then they get frustrated with the whole thing, because it's not only the exercise. We do address the dietary changes. Now, you did basically what we refer to as a jumpstart diet, and it's simply written to do for 2 weeks. but you can do it a lot longer. And kind of tell us kind of when did you really start and kind of when did you really complete that part of that whole thing?
Okay, I started in October because that's when I did my engagement photos and my face looked fat and I hated the way it looked in them. So I was like, I'm starting now. So I started in October and I would do the 2 shakes a day and then a snack and then my low carb, high protein dinner. And I did that religiously for probably until March. So from October to March, and then from March until May, I would just do 1 shake a day for breakfast, and then I would do the same routine of a low carb and high protein lunch and dinner.
All right, and that actually is a fantastic way to do this. And many people have great success, just like you've proven you can do. As I mentioned, we kind of have these, a couple of what I'll refer to as 2-week plans, and it really is just an introduction for people because you can take it a lot farther as you've proven. I mean, you did it over an extended period of time and that worked very nicely. Some of the plans actually, and we typically have 2-week plans. Now, we call them 2-week plans because if I told you to do something for 6 months, you'd probably look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. But if I tell you to do something for 2 weeks, most people can do something and just about anything for 2 weeks, but you can take it a lot longer, just like Marissa, you have proven.
Yes.
Some of these 2-week plans actually use shakes only, and we'll see sometimes people lose up to 20 to 25 pounds actually in just 2 weeks, which in itself is amazing. But it doesn't have to be done that way, because just like you've shown, is that you can use like a shake in the morning, a shake at lunch, then maybe a snack, and then have that healthy dinner. And that concept and that works very well. And you hit on a very important part of something you did, though, as far as the dietary thing, and something we harp on continuously here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, in that is even when you're having your dinner or your meal, whatever meal it may be, is that you're looking to get that decent protein amount and fairly low carbohydrate, which on the what that really means from a food perspective when you're sitting down to eat is having a good protein source, which from food the best ones are meat, seafood, cheese, and egg, and then what I'll call the colorful vegetable salad stuff. And that's typically the low carb eating plan right there. And you can do that then with fairly normal foods. You just have to avoid a lot of the hard, high carb eating things.
Yeah.
So you made it sound really easy. Now, I know it wasn't that easy and there was a lot more work to it, right?
Yes, it's definitely not easy, but after a month, I think I had lost 10 pounds, and that right there motivated me to keep doing it because it was working. I could see the results. I could see myself in the mirror just shrinking, and so I knew that it was working and I was going to stick with it. But it is not easy, but luckily the shakes taste like a Wendy's Frosty, so they're really good, and you just get used to it.
Right. You could actually freeze them a little bit and truly get almost a Wendy's Frosty right there. So kind of you had all this, I'm going to say, positive outcomes with the losing of weight. So kind of tell us a little bit then, how has this really kind of changed life and what you look at going forward?
It's changed my life because before, like I said, I didn't like looking at myself in the mirror. When I tried on my wedding dress, I had back fat, my arms were fat. I didn't like anything about it. And when I put on my wedding dress, I felt like the most beautiful girl in the entire world. Like, I looked so good in it. I felt good in it. I felt good about myself. It's honestly just changed my life. I have more energy now than I've ever had. I used to be able to do Zumba, and I would halfway through, I'd lose my breath and not be able to keep up with the workouts. But now I can go straight through Zumba. I'm doing a RIP class now, and I'm able to keep up with workouts because I have that energy and the motivation to do it. I went from wearing a size large in shirts to wearing a size small in shirts. I went from wearing a size 10 in pants to a size 4 in pants. So all of this, I just feel good, and I feel like I'm alive again, like I'm me again, and it's just awesome.
All right. I'm glad you brought up that one point there, because when we look at you now, it's hard to picture, say, gee, that person who never was overweight. You know, and you see that. But when you actually say, okay, I started at size 10, and now I'm at size 4. Most people can actually, oh, boy, that is a tremendous change. Where if you see it now, it's like, ah, oh, you'd almost think, oh, she never had a problem. But it is a lot of work. And like you said, too, with that is you're continuing to do the right things. And that is something we encourage people. Weight loss is never just a project. You know, you think of, gee, my wedding, that was the project. That was the end point. Projects have endpoints. But weight loss itself typically is just a process. And it's something we work on continuously. And sometimes we do better than other times. But then we just have to get right back on the wagon, knowing the right things to do. Hopefully now you do know the right things to do.
Yeah, I don't believe that weight loss is a diet. I believe that it's a change of living, because now I don't ever want to go back to where I was before, where I was eating all of those carbs and feeling bloated and feeling disgusting after I ate. Like, I want to educate myself on how to eat better now and to feel right for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, as we wind this, do you have any real words of inspiration for other people that are out there trying to lose weight?
Yes, losing weight is hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes time, it takes dedication, and it takes patience. But it doesn't happen overnight. But in order to see change, you have to put forth the effort. And I truly believe in that. If you stick with it and you stay motivated and you surround yourself with positive people, you will be able to do it. It just takes time, and I did it. So can you.
All right. Well, Marissa, you're an inspiration to all of us. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to talk with me today. For those of you out there listening, if you want more information, I'd give you the chance to go to our corporate website, which is www.cfwls.com, or join us on Losing Weight USA, which is losingweightusa.com. Wait, you say access to me, you can ask questions every single week about weight loss, overall health. Plus, get a bunch of tips as well as recipes every single week. You just need to sign up by going to www.losingweightusa.com. Well, thank you all our listeners out there. Again, remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone.